Hello.
Hi, Mr. Hines. It's Sarah. How can I help you?
Hey, listen.
Hello?
Regarding
Okay.
Miss Cynthia, before
Yeah.
something happens to her health-wise, I don't want to be held responsible
What's going on?
for something that happens. Okay, I just wanted to give y'all a heads up. Before, like I said, especially before anything happens, okay. I make sure that she takes her AM meds, but she half of the time she doesn't take her PM meds. That's one thing. The second thing is she smokes when she's not supposed to.
Is there an oxygen tank in the home?
No.
Okay, I'm just curious, yeah.
What else? What else? What else? She doesn't want me to cook. She'd rather just eat out. Why? I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, this is yeah. And she doesn't check her her sugar
Sugar.
like she's supposed to. So before anything happens, I don't
I'm going to
want to
add
be
these
like, well,
notes.
hey, you're at the
Understood.
home.
Yeah,
Why
no.
would
These
she
are,
be in the
this is great communication, and the fact is that checking blood sugar and all that is outside of your scope of responsibilities. You can remind them, like I said, just remind them, maybe we should check your sugar, maybe we should do this, but they have to physically do it. And is anybody with her after you leave? Because you get off at what, 3? I mean,
No, 4:30.
more than
Her old man is there, but yeah.
I'm just wondering, is there, I mean, how is her cognitive
Oh, and
abilities,
another
like?
thing, Jefferson also has a nurse to come out to help her with like physical therapy, and she barely even wants to do that. It's like she just
She's just
doesn't
given up.
want to do anything.
All right. Do you think
And
that if you were to leave the evening meds, if you were to leave them like on her nightstand or anywhere, that she would be able to see them? You think that might help?
she usually keep the meds on her table in the living room.
Right.
So it's not hard
It's
for
not
her
like
to
it's not
access her
accessible.
meds.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what we can do. Maybe set, is
So
it, does she have an alarm clock or anything that maybe we could set an alarm for her to remind her?
I don't know if
All
she
right.
has I
Well,
don't
let
know
me
if she has
talk.
anything
Yeah,
about.
it's all right. Let me talk to her case coordinator, and I'll add all of these notes in there. I'll let them know exactly what's going on with the patient, and if we need any other info, we'll give you a call. And I also wanted to know if you would like me to send Deontay over today or tomorrow to meet with you guys for his Friday shift.
She called me this morning, and before I even came in, she called me like around like 7:30, and said that she doesn't want me
She doesn't want
to come
anyone else.
over there.
Oh,
Yeah, she
today?
doesn't want me to come over there. And just to add, not Monday that just passed, but last Monday, remember when we had that second
Yeah,
snowstorm?
yeah, yeah.
I already let her coordinator know that
That you were, yeah.
I didn't go because there was a snowstorm and the buses wasn't running.
Right.
And remember when I told you about my situation on Friday?
Fridays, yeah, but you were gonna
Well,
have to go in late.
I was a couple
Yeah.
hours late on Friday, and she said when she called me this morning, she said that I didn't show up Friday. So
All right. And she, how it, so her cognitive ability is declining, basically, like her
Yeah,
paper memory and stuff is getting worse.
yeah, well, I think you did tell me when you first gave me the case that she's like forgetful
Yeah.
or has like
Yes.
dementia or something.
All right.
Now in the meantime, because remember I said I have a low tolerance for like nonsense.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else at the moment?
Let me see. Cynthia Bell. Let me just pull her up first. And then let.
mean, I, like you said before, I can't really blame y'all because you said y'all don't know if it's any, you don't know that it's issues with the client until we actually let you know that it's issues with the client.
Yeah.
So I get it.
All right. I see it. You do 8:30 to 4:30 with her. Let me see what I have here. I did just get a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday open up from 10 to 5. Let me see if I can make some moves. Give me a little bit, and I will get back to you before 3, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Hines. We'll talk soon.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.